Sometimes the deepest wounds don't bleed. They whisper. They sit heavy in your chest like unspoken truth. They curl your shoulders forward and convince you that you are the problem. Today, we gently talk about shame, not as a flaw, but as a survival strategy, not as weakness, but as armor. The armor of shame is silent. It doesn't shout like anger. It doesn't panic like fear. It just stays tight, cold, and constant. But today, we're losing it. Just a little. Louise used to walk into rooms already apologizing for existing. She smiled too much, spoke too little, and monitored every word she said. Because somewhere along the line, she started believing that her very presence was a burden. She would rehearse conversation, edit her own thoughts, and ask for nothing. Even alone, she would apologize to the air, the mirror, to silence itself. That is the voice of shame, a voice many of us carry inside. If this sounds familiar, you are not broken. You are not alone. You are human. What shame really is. Shame is not guilt. Guilt says, I did something wrong. Shame says, I am something wrong. Shame forms early, especially in children who grew up feeling unseen, unsafe, or unworthy. It can root itself in family systems, cultural rules, or religious beliefs. In the brain, shame activates the amygdala, the part that senses danger, and shuts down the prefrontal cortex, which helps us think clearly and connect with others. So when shame takes over, we can't reason our way out of it. We freeze. We disconnect. We disappear into ourselves. If you have complex PTSD or childhood trauma, shame becomes embedded. It's not weakness, it's a learning survival response. Shame tells you to shrink, to stay quiet, to never ask for more. Shame is a trauma echo. Imagine shame as armor made of mirrors. It reflects the distorted judgment of others. It protects you from rejection by helping you reject yourself first. But armor is heavy, and over time, it suffocates the very self it was built to protect. Short moment. Take a deep breath. Let's reflect together. Strengths. You have survived, adapt, and learn to protect yourself, even at great emotional cost. Weakness. Shame blocks intimacy. It silences your need and disconnects you from your authenticity. Opportunity. Every time you name your shame, you take back a little power. Threat. If left unchecked, shame can grow into self-hatred and isolation. Now ask yourself gently, what would you feel like to live unarmored? Gently practical tools for healing. Name the shame. Say to yourself softly, this is shame. It's not the truth. It's a reaction. Give it form. Notice where it lives in your body. Find safe mirrors. You need people who reflect back your worth. This could be a therapist, a friend, a support group. Healing doesn't happen in isolation. Use embodied practices. Stretch, sway, breathe deeply. Touch your heart and say, I deserve softness. These small rituals signal safety to your nervous system. Rewrite the inner narrative. Write a letter to the child version of yourself. Tell them, you are never too much. You are just unprotected. create a shame ritual. Write the shame messages you've carried and tear them up. Or speak them into a voice note and delete it with intention. Or bury the paper with those words beneath a plant and say, "Grow something kinder here." You were never meant to carry so much alone. You are not too much. You are not unworthy. You are sacred, even in silence, especially in softness. Your shame was never yours to begin with. It was handed to you. And now you can begin to set it down. Let me leave you with a question. What part of your story are you ready to reclaim from shame? In our next episode, we'll explore emotional exhaustion and how we can lay it down gently, piece by piece. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.